be the mobile Rockland County, New York, listening to me.
W2MSA listening.
Good afternoon, Howie. K2EIR.
Star, W2MSA returning. Name is Noel, November Oscar Echo Lima, and over here by, where are we? By Englewood Cliffs somewhere around there. Yeah, there's a big sign right in front of me. Borough of Englewood Cliffs, that's where I am. How's it going, Howie?
Okay, yeah, I'm in Westchester. I'm going down the Spring Parkway, which could mean that the hill's going to get between me and the repeater. We'll have to see how we do. I'm not going to be here long either because at 55 miles an hour, I'm making rapid progress at getting to my destination. My exit's coming up. But everything's fine. Do you ever participate in the Barra Sned on Thursday nights?
Not really. I try to check into the 10-meter net once in a while on Mondays. And but I should check into the Barra Net. Yeah, everything else is good. Just getting ready for the weekend here. Not too much going on. I hear there's a meeting over in Fairlawn, and they have some sort of presentation going on. So we're gonna see if we can make that. I haven't been to one of those meetings in a long, long time, but. Yeah, pretty muggy day today, huh? Man, this weather. I'm ready for the fall. I'm ready for the fall. I could do without the humidity. But, yeah, I was just up in Sleepy Hollow not too long ago. So, we were up, in, Westchester County also. Just getting through the work through the work day there, Howie. Over.
Indeed. Well, I live in Tarrytown, so, you know, Sleepy Hollow used to be called North Tarrytown. Still is to me. The towns, it's interesting because the two towns are in different townships. The two villages, I should call them, really, are in different townships. One is Greenberg and one is Mount Pleasant. That's the way New York divides up the subdivision after county. The next lower subdivision or small one is what they call township, sometimes referred to as town. And then there are what we often call the villages, because I don't think either Tarrytown or Sleepy Hollow has a population of more than about 15,000 each. And of course, it's been growing over the years. But, you know, that's that. I'm back there. It's nice to have the Hudson. I can actually see it as I leave my driveway. I see more of it right from my apartment because we didn't have such lush vegetation. I think Tarrytown was named Tree City. We certainly have plenty of trees around my property where I live. Yes, tonight is, from what I heard announced last night, is a presentation at the Fairlawn Radio Club of logging software. I think there was a note put out by Mike Lutsenko, the Hudson Division Director, sometime in the last couple hours. He actually named the software, I don't remember what it is, something like N1MM. Which has a fairly good reputation, and it's supposed to be a very interesting presentation. I don't go over to the Jersey clubs. I go to the Crystal Radio Club in Pomona, and I go sometimes to Westchester Emergency Communications Association, WECA, because that's really pretty close to me, maybe 3 or 4 miles, but I don't go as often. I make it every month to the over to Rockland County, so that's as far as I'm going. You get to see a tour after a while. Back to you. I'm just about at my destination. K2EIR.
Any little scratch last over, but I copied it 100%. But yeah, it's good to stay local. You know, it's convenient. Try to join a local club, so you don't have to go too far away. But yeah, I participate over in Nutley too when I can. The Nutley Amateur Radio Club over there. It's nowhere near as big as like the Barra Club, but you know, a bunch of nice guys over there, very helpful and stuff. And all right. Well, we'll say 73, Howie. Nice hearing you out there. Maybe we'll catch you again soon, or maybe on one of the nets or something. And you have yourself a great weekend. So 73s for now, and we'll talk to you soon. This is W2MSA, and we'll be clear but listening.
Yeah, I just pulled into a parking spot here. Everyone always rips me because they say you're always shopping, and this is where my butcher is. I only come to my butcher once a week, but you know, it's I don't get make the time, maybe I should say, to operate except when I'm in the car. Have a great day. Go to the presentation, and you probably have a good time, and or an interesting time. And I'll speak to you again sometime on this repeater or another. 73, W2MSA, from K2EIR, closing station temporarily.
All right, Howie, 73. Catch you later. W2MSA, listen.
K2, BOR, mobile, listening.
BOR, W2MSA Mobile, also here in Fort Lee there, Roger.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
K2, BOR. I forget.
Oh, SMF. I know your last name is Spencer. How you doing, Steve?
This is not Steve. Sorry, this is not Steve. This is W2MSA, Whiskey 2, Mike, Sierra Alpha here. The name is Noel, November, Oscar, Echo, Lima, Roger.
Okay, sorry. Sound like a friend of mine. Got the same, almost same call. How you doing? K2, BOR, Rocky. In the mobile? I'm in Kearny, New Jersey. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm in Fort Lee, Rocky. Nice to hear you on. Doing a fine job here. You would copy me no problem up here in the Fort Lee area. What's going on in Kearny? How's everything down there?
Not much going on. I'm pulling in front of my shop. Been a long day. Just see if everybody picked up their cars and stuff like that. I've been a mechanic since I was 16 years old. I'm 63 right now. Go ahead.
Roger, Rocky. You sound like a guy that works with me. About the same age as you, and he's been working on cars since he was a young kid. He doesn't work on cars anymore, but he's one heck of a mechanic, and you can use that in any field.
K2, BOR. It's the only thing I know. My mom, unfortunately, passed away in 2002, but when I was born, she told me I was taking the crib apart, and I had a metal tractor. If you can remember that, I had a metal tractor. I used to bounce it off the wall and try to put it back together, but my mother said it was warm with grease under my fingernails. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. I don't remember metal tractors. The age is 49, so a bit younger than you are, but I do remember the Tonka trucks. Those were metal. Oh, boy. Times have changed. But anyway, Rocky, I'm almost at my destination, so I'm going to say 73. You're doing a fine job there. Talk to you soon, I'm sure. So with that, we'll say 73 for now. Be going QRT. This is W2MSA Mobile.
And always a new person in ham radio. Not saying you're new, but talk to somebody new. Kilo Delta 2, Bologna on right. Kearney, New Jersey. Clear.
EE, 2 AM's on the air. 73, have a good day. Enjoy your weekend. I'll talk to you.
IEE on Scholar Avenue. How you doing, John? Hope everything's doing good. 82 BOR in the mobile.
My wife's a little bit under weather, but otherwise, everything's good, I guess. It's good. It's going to get for now.
I'm down by Quincy and Scholar. How you doing, pal? How you feeling?
Lousy day there. As far as air quality for me, you know, I have to go and walk the dog. My wife's kind of, she can't do it right now, so I've been doing it. With this high humidity, it's like walking into an oven out there.
You'll be a war, John. While I'm driving, I'll meet you on Simplex. I'm at Berger and Schuyler. KD2, be a war, clear.
And to IE.
Years I worked on cars, greased under my fingernails,
all those carcinogens that got into my body. I got two stents, one clean carotid artery, and guess what? Thank God I'm still alive. Back to you.
Absolutely. You know, we should always be thankful for what we have, and it really is true to things to be worth. You know, just about a year ago, I went to the Crystal Radio Club on a Wednesday night, as they did this month on a Wednesday night, and both times Solid Jack was there. He's a ham. And last year, on Thursday, after that meeting, he was in a small plane over there in Jersey, and he crashed. And you may remember reading about it, but he did everything he could to avoid hitting a lot of school kids. And he wound up going to, there was a field there, but he went to the opposite end side where there were trees and everything, and he was injured, and so was his passenger pretty severely. He came to the meeting and got lots of problems still from that accident. And, you know, I admire him for both avoiding the kids and for all that he's put in to walk again, because his doctors told him he wouldn't and couldn't, but he is. But I feel sorry for him for all the pain he has. And, you know, so when I look at him and I look at myself, I have some arthritis in my hand that's been hurting me lately, you know, I say, hey, get a sense of proportion. I can be glad in some sense that I am not as hurt as he, or injured as he is. So, you know, it's always relative.
Katie Doobie, or my little stick at the house. I've seen your picture. I know what you look like. You were at the party at Steve's house. Now he's W2SMF. Used to be Katie 2. I forget his calls. Steve's had so many calls, he actually picked up his father's call out of respect when he passed away. But I have seen you. I have to meet you one day. Katie 2, BOR.
To work that out, I'll tell you, today doesn't feel like a great day because I've been falling behind on the errands and everything, but we'll have to arrange it where, you know, some point in between, you know, maybe one of the luncheons or something like that, and that would be good. That picture of Steve shows all the weight I have in the belly, which I wish I didn't have. I improved some, and then I lost, you know, I fell off the wagon and gained it back, you know. I still go around with a mental picture, like at the bottom of my QRZ page, I still look like I'm in my 20s, but of course I'm not.
KD2BOR for ID. Yeah, I'm not going to touch that one, but we're going to have to meet up one of these days. All right, I'm going for the shower. Howie, always a pleasure. K2BIR, Ohm's Law, Kilo Delta 2, Bologna, all right. We're going to be clear on your final.
Rocky, get nice and clean and refreshed. It's a good day for a shower. I'm going to try to get over to the fitness center, do some a little workout before I get into the shower. Take care. KD2VOR, this is K2EIR, clear.
7-3, my friend. I'm almost going on 5 years in February, upcoming in September, October 17th. And you've always been a pleasure to speak to, and always been a friend. Kilo Delta 2, Bravo, Oscar Romeo, clear.
W2 to you.
Yeah.
This is K2EIR.
Good afternoon.
Hey, this, I just turned the corner into my driveway, going up, we have here a guy with a leaf blower right in the middle of the driveway. You know, one of these ones that are down on the ground, not such wear on your back. Okay, there's almost no parking here today. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to park, and I've got stuff that I just got at my butcher, meat, that needs to get in the refrigerator. And so I'm going to say hello and goodbye. You know, that's how I got the reputation of being called Hit and Run Howie. 73, Chris.
No problem. Enjoy your day. W2TU.
EIR 73. KT EIR closing.
Before I go to the shower, you got your wife laying down, or what's she doing? Jumping up and down like James Brown?
For somebody who had a severe heart attack, she's got more energy than me, Rock.
Well, thank God, Chris. She made it through it, and I heard Louie say it this morning to her, and you just sound a little tired, and you're taking care of your wife, and as far as I'm concerned, that's what you're supposed to do. All right, pal, I'll catch you a little bit. I'm going to the raindrops. 82 BOR.
All right, Rock. I'm going to strap her down to the chair. I'll talk to you later. W2TU.
I want to see that.
Ever see a coyote in a trap?
Hey, Chris, if you're still listening, I just want to let you know it's clean and green.
No, thank you. I don't have to look out the window now. W2TU.
I couldn't resist.
N2AIR. How's your wife doing, Chris?
She is doing very well, thank you. Went to the cardiologist office last night. She wasn't able to see the cardiologist, but she got to talk to him for a little bit. And she's just taking it easy. Or I'm making her take it easy.
Well, that's good. The fact that she's, you know, up and around, that's a good sign. Believe me, I know. Been there, done that. Got stents and all that stuff. And, knock on wood. Those cardiologists are busy. Mine actually had a nervous breakdown.
Well, that's pretty funny. She started yelling about something earlier. And I picked up the phone. I said, oh, that's a good idea. She's like, what? I said, I'm going to see if they can put a stent in your mouth so you can't yell.
Your wife is Italian, right?
100%.
Yeah, I've been there, done that a couple of times, too. That's why I'm single now. My kids used to tease me. You keep picking the same kind of woman. First off, crazy.
I would pick no other kind. Because if I didn't have somebody crazy next to me, I'm crazy anyway, so.
Ain't touching that one.
So you're a duet, no doubt about it. Anyway, I'm really glad to hear she's doing all right. So, it takes a little while to recoup, but, ultimately I wound up getting on board electronics, so.
Well, you know, I could always add them, you know, the electronic shock collars.
Yeah, they keep her in line. All right, Chris, just wanted to jump in here. I don't know if Rocky's still listening. If he is, what are you doing, Rocky? But in the meantime, 73, Chris, give your wife my regards, and one who knows what it feels like. It's scary as hell. Anyway, take it easy, Chris. N2AIR.
All right, thanks. Pick it up, Rocky, if he's still in there.
landing engines doubled with you. Rocky, go ahead.
Okay, understandable. Frank, good afternoon to you. Katie, 2BOR.
Rocky, good to hear you. Hope everything's doing all right with you, too.
I'm fine. I'm not worried about myself right now. Chris's wife and Debbie's father. That's my main concern right now. Back to you.
Oh, what's wrong with Mikey?
Nothing. He fell. He fell. He was in the hospital. Broke a hip, arm, stuff like that. He's home. Debbie's taking care of him. He's 94 years old, but he's doing great. He's like a horse. Typical Russian Orthodox Polak, but he's doing great. Great, Greg. Thanks for the concern.
Tell me, is he still playing his numbers?
Yes, he is, Greg, but his daughter goes out every day for him. Debbie has lived in a house since the day she was born. She's never lived out of a house, been with her parents, and she's taking care of the old man. Thanks for the concern.
All right, Rock. Well, I hope he's feeling better, and I hope he's in good spirits. All right, guys, I'm going to clear out of here. Good hearing you both, and we'll talk again later. This is the first time I've been on Alpine in quite a while. N2AIR, 73 and all that jazz.
73, Greg, over to you, Chris. By the way, Greg, you sound good going to the WECA on a CBS group, 82BR.
Oh, cool. Yeah, well, anything's an improvement over this thing, especially for the NESC. You know, it was really, really getting to be hit or miss.
You know me, 5 years of ham radio, I listened to the net. Used to be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I think. Now it's Tuesday and Thursday. I listen to it all the time. Okay, I've seen your pictures of your fishing trips, and I hope your toe's doing better, Katie Tubior.
Yeah, every time it starts feeling better for a couple of days, I go fishing again, and then it gets worse. I guess I don't learn too many good lessons. I'm going again next week, so we'll see how it feels next week. No big deal. And to AIR.
Stop it, old man. I gotta catch up to you. I'm only 63, and you look great for your age. At 53, I'm being nice. 82, BR.
Oh, man, I just turned...
All right, Greg, catch you later. KD2BOR.
And to AIR, kind of listen for a bit.
10-2, JDH is mobile.
Doug, it's you to you.